You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of Almighty God. Monday on the radio when this is playing, maybe it's Saturday morning for you, or Saturday, or even Sunday, because you've downloaded the podcast. That is, you've gone to WGODradio.com and you've clicked on the link there that says prior broadcast. Maybe you subscribe to these. Maybe you have the app, and the app's available by searching for Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. That's the former name of this program, until God gave me the idea of changing this to WGOD Radio. Being in radio here, you know, we're always broadcasting. This station's always broadcasting 24/7. There's always the gospel, or music is always emanating here from 91.5. And all you have to do as a listener is tune your dials in to this frequency. And so it is with God. God is always broadcasting. God is always speaking. I hear people moan and complain they haven't heard a word from God in or forever. Well, when was the last time you opened your Bible? Because this is where God speaks. This is the secret, and I know it, and I share it with you, and that is God speaks 24 hours a day if you tune into His frequency. This is what we're doing here today. This is what we always do. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 15. We're looking at this Jerusalem councils where we left off. Now, there was an argument here going on, which we're looking at here. And that is, now you got to remember that a lot of the early church were Jews. And there were many Pharisees, which came to the faith. Now, you got to remember back in the Old Testament, circumcision was the basis of the Old Testament. It hinged on that. You can read that in Genesis chapter 17, the importance of circumcision to the Jew. It was the entire Old Testament, the faith in Jehovah rested on circumcision and being circumcised 8 days old, the male. So this was a problem in the early church. We read in chapter 15, verse 1, now certain men came down from Judea, and they taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised, according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Now, what's going to be the answer to this? So now, Paul and Barnabas, verse 2, therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So now we've got the first church meeting. It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 15. What do we do with the Old Testament law? That's the question. And now, everyone put in their 2 cents worth. Peter rose up, verse 7, and said to the men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledge them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, Peter goes on, this is verse 10, now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Now, that's the whole point. And the whole purpose of the law is that you can't keep it. You need help. You need a deliverer. Peter goes on, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they, and that is by faith. We also read in Galatians chapter 3 that Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to, or accounted to him as righteousness. It's the same thing that saves an Old Testament saint, saves a New Testament saint, that is faith. Faith in God in the Old Testament, New Testament, faith in God, and faith in his son, his provision. All those who look upon him, remember as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the Lord Jesus said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That's God's provision, is the Son of God who died on the cross for us, shed his blood for us, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness or the remission of sins. So this is what Peter said, and Peter said here that why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? You see, only one person has been able to keep the law, and that is Jesus. And he was able to keep the law because he didn't have a sin nature like you and me. He was born without sin. He was born of a virgin. He had a miraculous birth as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and there was a miraculous conception. Not through the way that you and I and people today are conceived, but Jesus was born miraculously of a virgin. He was born without sin. He was born without a sin nature. This is how he was able to live a sinless life. God accepted him. He accepted his sacrifice. He accepted his pure blood as, let's call it, a propitiation. That is a satisfying sacrifice. God accepted the death and the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, to obliterate our sins, and to grant us eternal life, to make us perfect in Christ. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their sins against them. That's what he did in Jesus. But I want you to see here that there's been a change in the law, and the Bible says as much in other places as well. There's been a change in the law, and these Old Testament Jews had a hard time with that. They thought these same Old Testament laws were going to still be in effect in the New Testament. Remember, the entire Old Testament hinged on circumcision. And here we're seeing, no. Why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Okay, so Peter gives his answer. James offers up his two bits. And now, when they send them out here, verse 22, then it pleased the apostles and elders and the whole church to send chosen men with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch, namely Judas, who was named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles and elders and brethren, to the brethren which are Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, greeting. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Get that. The leaders in the church are recognizing there's been a change in covenants between the Old and the New Testament. Keep the law. Do people tell you today you've got to keep the law? This was not the instructions of the church. Unsettling your soul, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Now, am I here behind this microphone leading you to sin that it doesn't matter what you do? No, not at all. I'm saying to you that you don't need to keep the law in order to be right with God. You need to receive Jesus Christ in order to be right with God. And you will keep these laws because you've been born again once you do that. And you've got the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit of God doesn't care for sin that very much. He doesn't care for sin at all. And if you are a child of God born again, you won't be able to sleep at night if you live a sinful lifestyle. But you don't have to keep the law to be right with God. The law was designed to bring you to your knees, to cry out like the Apostle Paul, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" I'm not advocating licentiousness and you just living any kind of life. I just want you to see that there's been a change in the law here between the Old and the New Testament. Early on, some of these Pharisees and Jews had a hard time with this. So let's look here. This last thing we'll look at here in this program is the instructions that came out of that church council for all those that were inquiring about this. Now, since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Saul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. All right, here comes this list. That you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood. Now, these things transcend any covenant, old covenant, new covenant. When this is abstaining from things from blood, that goes further back. That's not from the law of Moses. You got to go all the way back to Genesis chapter 9. This command was given to Noah. Nonetheless, Moses, these commands transcend covenants. There are perpetual commands to us. Abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, from sexual immorality. Guess what? That doesn't change because it's a new covenant. You always need to abstain from fornication and sexual immorality. That is sexual relations outside of marriage. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. There's the command. There's been a change in laws, what we're seeing here, from the old covenant to the new. And that was the purpose of this Jerusalem council. Well, I see we're about out of time here for today. We'll pick it up here. Looks like we'll probably pick it up in chapter 16 in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.